WRCO Sports is sponsored by Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories. Angelenic Plumbing and Heating offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and the guarantee the job will be done right. Take a look at some high school sports scores, including the Richland Center football game, in just a moment.
Make someone's day a little brighter with a thoughtful gift from Robin's Nest Blooms and More in Richland Center. From beautiful fresh cut flowers to unique country gifts and home decor, you'll find the perfect touch for any occasion. Birthdays, anniversaries, holidays, or just because. Not sure what to choose? A Robin's Nest gift certificate always fits just right. Stop in today at the corner of Orange and 3rd in Richland Center or call 383-1616 for delivery. Robin's Nest Blooms and More, where every gift blooms with love.
Angelenic Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Angelenic Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Angelenic Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Angelenic Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Good morning for WRCO Sports. I am Bo Henricks in for Adam Hess. Well, it was a Richland Center home football game yesterday as WRCO's Phil Nee was on hand.
Potosi Cassville ran by Richland Center 35-0 on Parents' Night during the Hornets' home opener. The visitors went up 19-0 at halftime, and their defense forced the Hornets to turn the ball over on downs three times in the game. Richland Center also fumbled three times in the contest, and they threw one interception. The Hornet defense forced a PC fumble that was recovered by Bronson Perkins in the first half. Hornet senior Jaden Shep had another strong night as a return man, with his longest being a return to the 50-yard line. Rivers Saar, a senior, and Isaac Adams, a sophomore, provided a two-headed rushing attack for Potosi Cassville. Saar scored three rushing touchdowns and also returned the second-half kickoff 85 yards for a score. Adams ran for two scores, and quarterback Aaron Edge threw a two-point conversion to Reed Weber and ran for another. He also kicked an extra point as Potosi Cassville improved to 1-1 on the season. Following the 35-0 loss, Richland Center is now 1-1 on the campaign. They will travel to Prairie du Chien to open conference play on September 4th. Potosi Cassville will host Boscobel to open up Six Rivers action. In a great display of support and unity last night, Richland Center honored the Ithaca community. The pregame featured members of the Ithaca Weston football team and the family of Briggs Maxwell in attendance. Maxwell, who was the leading tackler during our broadcast on the opening night of the season at Riverdale, lost his life in a farm accident this week. A moment of silence was held in memory of Briggs and for Pepin Alma senior Adam Mossman, who died after sustaining an injury on the opening night of the football season. The Richland Center Parents' Night crowd and the fans from Potosi Cassville joined in the tribute prior to game time last night at Avitus Rip Field. For WRCO Sports, I am Phil Nee.
Thank you, Phil. Also, in sports scores yesterday, it was Wisconsin Dells defeating River Valley 33-28. Riverdale defeated Hillsborough 32-7. Fenimore saw a win over Boscobel in football 63-18, while it was Cuba City over Lancaster 39-28. Prairie du Chien took down Prescott 43-12. In a close one, Mineral Point edged out Platteville 28-27. It was Iowa Grand over Dodgeville, 33-16. Brookwood scored a 34-6 win over Viroqua. Cochrane Fountain City held Royal scoreless, 41-0. Also, Westby held Dodgeland scoreless, 54-0. Cashton scored a 39-8 win over Independence Gilmanton, while it was River Ridge over Blair Taylor, 51-0. Darlington scored a 35-0 win over Lena Winslow, while it was Luther over Bangor, 40-6. Benton Co-op took down Dakota, Illinois, 52-16. It was Evansville, 41, Broadhead, Judah, 6. A low-scoring game, but New Glarus came out the victor over Belleville, 10-0. Port Washington scored a 36-14 win over Mount Horeb-Barneveld. Going into overtime, it was Holman coming away on top over Sauk Prairie 27-21. Reedsburg defeated DeForest 28-6, and it was West Salem over Toma 41-7. Over in eight-player football, Kickapoo Lafarge defeated Wayland Academy 46-6. It was Abundant Life Christian St. Ambrose over Wisconsin Heights 52-6, and Belmont scored a 65-20 win over Oakfield. As for the state scene, and pros in baseball, Logan Henderson gave up one hit over seven innings, and Jake Bowers reached base five times, scored twice in his return to the lineup as the Brewers defeated the Texas Rangers 6-1 Friday night. Henderson, who has allowed three runs or less in each of his first 19 career starts, including 14 this season, gave up one run, struck out seven, and didn't walk a batter in matching the longest outing of his career on August 16th against the Dodgers in L.A. Bowers, who missed three consecutive games with shin splints, went 2-for-2 and had three walks, two runs scored, and a stolen base. The Brewers, who have the best record in the majors, moved a season-high 8 games ahead of the Chicago Cubs for the top spot in the National League Central. Texas has lost 13 of its last 16 games on the road. Kyle McCord threw four touchdown passes, including two to Keyshawn Johnson in the last 3.5 minutes of the game, and the Green Bay Packers rallied to beat the Arizona Cardinals 42-38 in the preseason finale for both teams. The Packers arrested starting quarterback Jordan Love and backup Tyrod Taylor and gave McCord an opportunity to play the entire game. The second-year pro responded by going 22 of 35 for 226 yards. Green Bay's Will Shepard scored on an 81-yard punt return and caught a 12-yard touchdown pass. The Green Bay Packer coach Matt LaFleur says there are no plans for the team to release Josh Jacobs as the 3-time Pro Bowl running back faces 2 misdemeanor charges stemming from what police have described as a physical confrontation with his girlfriend. LaFleur said that, "I fully anticipate him being a member of our team." LaFleur said he couldn't comment on Jacobs' potential availability for the Packers' September 13th season opener at Minnesota. The Brown County District Attorney's Office filed misdemeanor charges of battery and criminal damage to property against Jacobs on Thursday. Sam Ellinger shined with a 3-touchdown performance in the Denver Broncos 34-6 win over the Vikings on Friday night. He connected with rookie tight end Justin Jolly on an 88-yard touchdown play. Ellinger also threw a 20-yard touchdown pass to Jaleel McLaughlin and a 14-yard scoring strike to Cody Schrader. The Broncos split snaps between Jared Stidham and Ellinger, with Stidham leading 2 scoring drives. Denver's Marvin Mims Jr. sustained a right foot injury. Also, taking a look at a few other sports scores from around the league and NFL action, it was Baltimore over Washington 41-3, Atlanta 17, Miami 12. Carolina defeated Houston 16-13, while Jacksonville held Tampa Bay scoreless 19-0. The New York Jets were the better team over the New York Giants were the better team over the New York Jets 23-6. While it was Cincinnati over Philadelphia 30-13. New Orleans scored a narrow 27-24 win over Dallas. It was Seattle tying Kansas City at 9 apiece. That's an odd one. Also, taking a look in baseball, in the National League, it was Cincinnati over the Chicago Cubs 10-8. Washington defeated Miami 9-2. It was Atlanta 6, Colorado 4, and St. Louis took down Pittsburgh 4-1, while Arizona scored a 10-6 win over San Francisco. For WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Henricks. Richland Hospital, first for you, your choice for better health from birth through every step of your life. Wegner Auto Service, a professionally trained towing service available 24/7, capable of towing any size vehicle anywhere. Complete auto body and mechanical work too. And Jelenic Plumbing and Heating, they guarantee the job will be done right. Jelenic Plumbing and Heating offers 24/7 service, free estimates, and reasonable rates.